hate rejoice on love in unseen chains it does the fancy bind it does It does the fancy bind. At once it charms the sense and
What's up, everybody? This is WHPK 88.5 FM Chicago. My name's Dan. We've got Mitchell
Stupanchik
in the house here today. We're going to be talking a little bit about why WHPK is so awesome here, because this is community radio at its finest. So we're going to be talking a little bit about media ownership, a little bit about Clear Channel, and some of the implications of a new deregulation coming up in Washington as it comes to media ownership and what you, sorts of music you'll be able to hear on the radio and that sort of thing. Mitchell, work with Chicago Media Action, right? Not Media Watch. Chicago Media Action, which is, I guess, a media... Well, why don't you talk a little bit about
it? It's a media activist group. It basically is... collection. Now it's about a dozen people, more or less, who are active in all kinds of issues pertaining to media politics. A number of the things that we're working on now include having organized a hearing that was actually held downtown, the Midwest Hearing on Media Ownership. Mm-hmm. FCC Commissioner Michael Kopsk came by, a number of people from big media, small media, all kinds of media came and participated, helped to organize that. We've got a website with lots of things, chicagomediaaction.org, for people to check out. A study is being carried out right now, in fact, on media coverage of the recent war in Iraq.
Right.
Also helping to organize a coalition of groups in Chicago called the We Interrupt the Your Previously Scheduled Broadcasting Coalition,
or all right.
We Interrupt Group for short, which has been pressuring the PBS affiliate in Chicago, WTTW, to broaden its coverage and lineup. And so we've been working on that as well.
All right. So so what do you think the everyone here has seen the coverage that of the war on commercial media here in Chicago. And we could see, and a lot of people have been saying how much it differs from coverage of media overseas or coverage done by, you know, alternative and community media here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Why is that the case?
I would say that that's the case because you probably have to look into the history of the matter. I would say that in this country, probably more so than any other, certainly throughout the history of the 20th century, the media broadcast, newspapers, radio, and now increasingly the internet, are and have been treated as companies, pro-profit,
for-profit,
maximizing profit businesses. And so that by that orientation, that's also reflected in the policies, the government policies that are and have been enacted to basically promote this way of setting up the media in this country.
So
Had been less so throughout the, probably overseas, although that's changing, unfortunately.
Right, so just like the Super Bowl or any sporting event or any sort of hurricane or anything like that, they're just trying to make money off of the war, and so that's the way they cover it, like boom, 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 you know, like it's going to be like a fast action, a fast-paced drama.
Trying to make money off of anything. I mean, remember, whatever we'll put on to help to maximize profit, that's what they do, that's what they are. And if it happens to be war or soap opera or sporting event.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, especially at WHPK here, a lot of people complain that that some of these big radio stations, they always play the same kind of generic music over and over again. You always hear the same 10 songs promoted on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard from a lot of artists that that some companies like Clear Channel really limit the number of artists which are able to express themselves on the radio or have to give kickbacks. Same thing with Ticketmaster. They have a whole monopoly. Now, what effect do you think that this deregulation of media is going to have on I guess our culture here in the U.S. Is it going to make it even more homogenous, more bland, or what's going to happen?
Before we get into the effects, let's first talk a little bit about what's happening for listeners who might not be familiar.
Sounds good.
The Federal Communications Commission has been pushing basically since last October in order to remove the last regulations on media ownership. There are basically about a half dozen rules on the block that actually prevent, actually serve as restrictions on concentrated media ownership. There are rules like, for example, the four major news, not just news, but broadcast networks in the United States, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox, can't have the same owner. There's a rule in place that prevents that from happening. There's another rule that says that the same company cannot own a major newspaper and a television broadcast station in the same market. That's one of the rules. Another rule is that, in fact, pertaining to radio.
So the Tribune can't own everything
Chicago,
right?
Right. Another rule actually pertaining to radio is that the current markets are limited to a company is limited to having no more than eight stations in a single market.
Okay.
And if that's repealed, in fact, all of these rules are on the chopping block, and it could happen as soon as June.
So we'll have these big companies like Clear Channel, like the Tribune,
like Viacom.
They're going to come to get us. They're going to try to gobble up WHPK, replace all the good music here with your top 40 pop.
Could well happen. It's happened a lot elsewhere.
And
it's
so that's
a serious threat.
All right. And that's why, everybody. So this is a threat. It's out there. Clear Channel, we're coming for you, just to let you know. We're going to stay independent here. That's why I want to pitch a little. We need some money. That's why. Because otherwise, we're going to go broke. These new deregulation rules are going to pass. And we're going to be gobbled up by some large media company. So that's why you got to give us some money, everybody. Give us a call, 702-8424. WHPK is the non-commercial community radio station. The University of Chicago, at the University of Chicago, has been broadcasting throughout Hyde Park and the South Side for more than 50 years. We don't play commercials. We're a non-profit. We've got freedom in the air to play what you want, to have people like this from Chicago Media Action and other organizations come up on the air without any fear of reprisal. And it's just the best that you got. Jazz, rock, rap, classical, blues, international folk, and public affairs. So anyway, this is the most unique radio station that you've got here in the city. So help us out. We got 2-week pledge drive. Give us a call, 702-8424. Your contributions will allow us to continue pretty much as a radio station. And that's about it. We got, for under $15, we got a program guide, subscriptions, and a sticker, $15 to $24.99. Program guide, subscriptions, a sticker, and a WHPK office mug, $25. Anyway, you get a t-shirt for like $25, and then for $30, you get everything. So anyway, give us a call. All right, sorry, had to go through that. Yeah, everybody, come on. Speaking the phones of, aren't ringing yet.
Speaking of pledge drives, and the one reason why the pledge drive, why in fact there's a serious reason why pledge drives like this have to be taken by public media is that in this country, public media have never had the kind of institutional support that have had in countries around the world.
Right.
The big reason that's the case is, in fact, compare history of radio around the late 1920s, early 1930s. Two policies could have been enacted globally as far as how to organize funding of radio. One is basically what was set up in this country, using commercials
and sure.
taking up time and having advertisers pay for commercial time and then just using that money to run the station. Second version was actually implemented in Britain, the BBC model, which basically said that anyone who wanted to own a radio or in recent years a television had to be licensed for it. And that license had a fee, and those fees helped to pay for the broadcasting system. So that means you could have subsidized, well-funded media, radio, without commercials. And that's the model. That's the model that actually was implemented more or less throughout the world, except here.
We're the only country which has commercials every 10 minutes.
That's changing, unfortunately, within the last, call it 20 years or so. Like that's the thing. It's these companies that have been growing here have been taking over media worldwide, and they're in the ascendancy, unfortunately. But people are working to try to fight that.
There's one other – I know you have to go back to work soon, but there's one other thing I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We had a – we heard that Clear Channel Communications, which is probably the biggest radio station
It's the largest corporate radio station owner in the world. It owns, I think, now more than 1,400 radio stations worldwide.
Okay, and they were sponsoring pro-war demonstrations. Or not sponsoring, but promoting them and helping to fund them.
They called them sponsored.
Really?
Yeah, so, they were sponsored.
So here in Chicago and then throughout the South and Midwest and really throughout the country,
mm-hmm.
What kind of issues arise? And they caught a lot of flack for doing that. One of the largest radio station sponsor, completely partisan, sponsoring pro-war demonstrations when they're supposed to give an equal voice as the largest group of radio stations in the world. What kind of issues have arisen with that?
Plenty. For one thing is that by virtue of sponsoring these, they could promote or sometimes exaggerate the size of the rallies. Like, for example, one rally which was held March 22nd downtown, a pro-war rally, it turns out that there was an anti-war rally right next to it. And people who were there said that the anti-war rally was probably more than twice as big as the pro-war rally. But that you didn't hear that on Clear Channel or probably on any other media outlets that probably covered that. And that one, that exaggeration is one aspect of it. Another is that a very interesting aspect. I forget the guy's name. I think Greg Dyke might be his name. He happens to be the head of the BBC. And he had come out, I think just this past week, saying that, maybe last week, saying that Clear Channel should be chastised for what they did. And this is the head of the BBC, major worldwide media organization, basically blaming Clear Channel for what they did and accusing them of doing something terribly wrong. The influence of this is very scary. In fact, in the media ownership forum I had referred to, a colleague of mine at the in Chicago Media Action actually made the point that right now those pro-war rallies are voluntary, but if the kinds of things that are poised to happen could happen, they may well be mandatory.
Right.
A very scary thing to have to consider.
Yeah, for sure. So so we've got Look Clear Channel. We're coming for you, just to let you know, everybody out there. Now, so I wanted to also get into real quick, a lot of people listen to WHBK because we've got such a wide variety of music, all kinds of quirky music, classical music at noon, you know, the best jazz in the city, that sort of thing. And you don't really hear that sort of thing on, I guess, commercial for-profit radio stations. You just hear the top 40 over and over and over again, the same songs.
Mm-hmm.
So what sort of Why do you think that's the case, that you have this kind of homogenous... Do you think that this homogenized culture has anything to do with, like, the concentration of media ownership?
Go back to the issue of the fact that these companies, that the radio companies, by being businesses, want to try to maximize profit and don't want to do anything that might be considered as risky or adverse to profit. They will, if they find a hit or some small group of artists who they consider to be hits or successful, they will promote them at every opportunity in order to get as much profit out of them. Now, that will, of course, then lead to kind of a monocropping of artists, that you'll only find a small handful of artists and other people who might create music as well or better than these artists might not get a chance to air them.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So do you think, and if these, if this new deregulation that Michael Powell is mm-hmm. trying to pass mm-hmm. get through, what kind of things are we going to see over the next couple of years?
Well, the biggest change would be what the trend is being referred to in the media business press as hyper-commercialization. Basically, the idea will be there will be fewer companies that own more and more profits, less fear of competition because there are fewer competitors. And that way, media are freer to basically markedly increase the commercials and the amount of commercials, the type of commercials that will occur. And the term is referring to hyper-commercialization.
Right, so we're going to see some more commercials.
You're going to see lots more commercials, I fear.
Right.
Yeah. As far as that's one aspect, another is that you'll probably see a continuing degrading of the quality of programming that you'll probably see. I mean, right now, a lot of people are... can't turn on the radio in Michigan where she lives, and because she's afraid that she'll encounter, she teaches 5th and 6th grade,
right?
And so she's afraid to turn on the radio out of fear that she'll run into something that she will term as inappropriate, and that's very
right.
That's a very real threat, that you don't, I mean, you should be able to turn on any station like WHBK and know that you'll have something that is suitable for children or for anyone for that matter.
Right on.
And that's the kind of thing that we may well see. As far as what people may want to do to try to stop this, first of all, I would recommend contacting the Senate Commerce Committee right now, because it turns out they hold jurisdiction over the FCC, and they are
all right, everybody, get
upset.
Out your pens. All right, Senate Commerce Committee, we're going to call them up.
You can probably look them up. I'd particularly focus on, at least in Illinois, Senator Peter Fitzgerald.
Peter Fitzgerald.
I used to have
his phone number.
Yeah,
somewhere.
You can probably look him up in the phone book.
All right.
He's one of our senators. And especially since he serves on the Commerce Committee and is in Illinois.
Tell Peter Fitzgerald we don't want any commercials, all right? Everybody give him a call. I know you're on your cell phones or outside or, you know, driving home. Call up Peter Fitzgerald. Tell him we don't want any more commercials to stop. What's the name of the bill?
It's not just a bill. It's basically a sweeping deregulation of
the FCC.
Yeah, basically stop the FCC from trying to do that. And actually, if there's a positive note to report, is that a majority of people on the FCC, including a number of Republicans who normally would fall into the pro-deregulation camp, have come out and said this is a bad idea, a very bad one. And so there's hope there. And things may prove interesting in the next month. We'll see what happens.
All right.
And encourage people to do that. There's also going to be a community forum downtown Chicago next week on the very topic of community radio. Turns out there's
All right.
going to be two people, Petri Dish from Prometheus Radio in Philadelphia and Sean Campbell, the production manager from WLUW, the radio community radio station at Loyola.
Yeah, they're the north side mm-hmm. station.
Right, but we'll, not that bad.
No, they're good. They're all right.
And they will be having it's actually a public meeting to talk about community radio, about it, how people can get involved, where it can go. And that's going to happen next Monday, May 5th, 1:30 p.m. The address is, it's going to be at Columbia College, 33 East Congress, room 715. So if you're interested, you can find
out
more.
All right, so everybody, take out your pens. 33 East Congress. What time?
1:30.
Next Monday.
And
all right.
There will be information about all of this on the Chicago Media Action website, chicagomediaaction.org.
Yeah, check it out.
Check that out.
Check out that website and
learn more about it.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming.
My pleasure, Dan.
And it was good. We're going to listen to some music, kick it. I hope everybody enjoys their day out there. And keep listening to WHPK while it's still around, and don't turn the channel to some of those corporate pariahs out there. All right.
Yeah. Whoa. Get the CD.
Get the CD. First, I'm gonna have to put something on here just to back up.
Interrupting all programs.